AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama called Beau Biden a man who led a life of meaning and dedication to others.
Beau Biden brought to his work a mighty heart. He brought to his family a mighty heart.
The president spoke in Wilmington, Delaware at the funeral for the son of Vice President Joe Biden. He says, "We don't know how long we are going to live, and Beau Biden lived a good life."
What we do know is that with every minute that we've got, we can live our lives in a way that takes nothing for granted. We can love deeply.
The president called the former Delaware Attorney General the rare politician who prioritized his private life and his family above all else. Beau Biden died of brain cancer last weekend at 46. The president said he did in 46 years what most of us couldn't do in 146 years and left nothing in the tank. After the massive hacker attack, federal employees are being told in a video to change all their passwords, put fraud alerts on their credit reports, and watch for attempts by foreign intelligence services to exploit them. The hack of millions of government personnel files is being treated as the work of foreign spies who could use the information to fake their way into more secure computers and plunder U.S. secrets. In Afghanistan, hundreds of Taliban insurgents launched a major assault in a remote district as reinforcements were flown in to help beleaguered police officers. Iraqi troops and militias repelled two attacks by the Islamic State group in Anbar province. The AP's Samir Yaqub is in Baghdad.
The attacks came as Iraqi troops are struggling to recapture areas lost to the IS group in the country's west and north.
Iraqi troops use anti-tank missiles to stop four would-be suicide car bombers. Later today in New York, American Pharoah is hoping to become the first Triple Crown winner in 37 years. This is AP Radio News. Make it 20 Grand Slam titles for Serena Williams. It took three sets for her to win the French Open.
The world number one showed no signs of the illness that had her bedridden on the eve of the final, surviving a second set scare to beat Lucy Safarova 6-3, 6-7, 6-2. Williams led 4-1 in the second set and served for it at 6-5, but Safarova clinched the tiebreaker and led 2-love in the decider. Williams, who dropped five sets in a tournament for the first time in her career, won six games in a row to clinch the title for the third time. Matt Brown, Paris.
A woman remains in a Boston hospital with life-threatening injuries after being hit in the head with a broken bat during a Red Sox game last night at Fenway Park. This man was nearby.
He swung, hit the bat, and the bat broke, and she got hit in the head and was bleeding pretty well, and Looked pretty miserable.
He spoke to WFXT-TV. A little boy was with the woman. He was not hurt. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.